In praying for this meeting, I saw an image of the Holy Spirit hovering over us as a body. Just as in Genesis 1, the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters, that in those moments before creation, the Holy Spirit is hovering over us. And as I watched, I saw the Holy Spirit then just gently touch different ones of us, working in our lives, bringing about that creativity, that transformation, his real peace and his real blessing.
Set our hearts ablaze for you. Come, Holy Spirit, come fill us anew. Come, Holy Spirit, we want more of you, to the glory of God, that he might increase. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew us in you.
And during this next song, I just invite us to be listening to the Lord. Has he got anything else he wants to say to us this afternoon? Let's just be listening to him.
From Ezekiel 37, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me to and fro among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breathe enter you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They come to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. And I have done it, declares the Lord. I really felt this word for us. I felt the Lord seeing us, our dry bones, our dryness, our tiredness. We stuck in the grave, whatever that grave might be. And he breathes on us, and he prophesies on us, and he says to us, believe, come out of it, you know, and stand up. I am the Lord. I really feel the Lord saying, come out of whatever it is that is, you know, that is not life, that is death, that is in the grave. And I breathe life on you, new life, so that you can come.
Amen. Carrying on from that, I just was reminded of when some people said to a man by the side of the road, get up, he's calling you. Very much fits in with what Philippa was saying, and that I just felt the Lord constantly saying, you know, for those of us who feel like, no, we can't draw near and we can't come close to Jesus, I feel like he's saying, no, take heart, get up, he's calling you. And I was so struck by Anthony's word about, you know, get up, don't be afraid. And when they stood up, they could see nothing but Jesus. Because the other passage I kept having was the bit from Hebrew where it says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And, you know, as we look down and around, it can be alarming. But, you know, if we look at Jesus and see nothing else as we pray, that makes a huge difference.
And a word from Ben watching online. Psalm 50. The mighty one, God of the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. And his sense was that God is really asking us to respond to his call.
As we were worshipping, I was reminded of that passage in Joshua where Joshua, I think, is before the Lord, and the angel of the Lord comes and tells him to take off his shoes because it's holy ground. And he goes, you know, prostrates himself before the Lord. And he says to the angel, sorry, this is my paraphrase, are you for us or for our enemies? And the angel says, neither, but this is holy ground. And then he prostrates himself before the Lord. And I felt, yeah, I felt the Lord draw near and ask us to do that, ask us to allow the living God to be among us, and the God who alone is in charge, the God who alone we humble ourselves before him, the God who alone is in charge of Antioch and of all our individual lives, and to humble ourselves before him, take off our shoes because it's holy ground, and then he will lead us on.
Yes, Lord, we do want to bow at your feet. We thank you, Lord, that you alone are the Lord, and yet you have come into our lives and revealed yourself to us. You've brought us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, and you have given us your Holy Spirit, the pledge of our eternal inheritance. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. And we thank you that you meet with us and you invite us onto holy ground with you. Lord, help us to respond to you. Help us respond to you more and more deeply, more and more consistently, more and more faithfully. We want to follow you. We want, Lord Jesus, to be your brothers and sisters. Father, we want to grow as your daughters and sons. Holy Spirit, we want more of your power in our lives. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Heavenly Father. Amen. Mm-hmm.